Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We have enjoyed the nice weather this past week. Granted, we could use some moisture, but every nice day that we get this time of year gets us one day closer to spring and saves a few mouthfuls of feed that we're certainly going to need later. I was part of a writers' conference near Comstock on Monday that was a very enjoyable experience. I think it might have been more of a writer's support group, but it was fun to be a part of. On Tuesday, we sorted and shipped out calves, selling the steers and retaining ownership on the heifers, but relinquishing custody of them for the winter. They'll probably be happier where they're at, but I'll still miss them. We did keep a few light calves and the 4-H steers at home, along with the bred heifers. Beth and I had dinner with our calves' new owners, and went by the Veterans Building in Broken Bow to vote. On Wednesday, I was honored to be part of a funeral service for a good old cowboy and Army veteran. And Thursday and Friday were spent putting up electric fence and moving cows to another pivot of stocks, and a few other jobs that I had not gotten done earlier in the week. We wrapped up Friday by attending Caleb's wrestling tournament in Gibbon. All of the boys showed up on Saturday for deer season, which I skipped this year. We still have some venison left from last season, and it's hard to get too excited about venison when we have a freezer full of beef from various mishaps this fall. Tonight, I'll be speaking at the Miller Christian Church Harvest Festival. If you cannot make it to that, swing by the Gateway Farm Expo show in Kearney on Thursday from 11:30 to 1, where I will be the lunchtime entertainment. One event that I missed this past week was the Veterans Day program in Broken Bow. I would like to have been there. My daughter was playing in the band, and I appreciate the work the school goes to put on this program. I really appreciate the men and women who are being honored and what they've done in service for their country. At one of these programs several years ago, I was inspired to write a poem that I'd like to share this morning. I have titled this one, Veterans Day. There was just a bit of a hitch in his get as he presented the colors that day. His Uncle Sam would have rationed the spam had his uniform fit him that way. Proudly he did stand as the high school band played Those Caissons Go Rolling Along. His lips moved in time as he whispered the rhyme. He still loves the words to that song. We gathered there to say thanks to the men in the ranks who had served not so many years back, crowded in the gym to show thanks to them who had tried to keep the world on track. Kids on the floor were bored long before the ceremony came to an end. A squirm and a wiggle, suppressing a giggle, reaching over to tickle a friend. The contrast was stark, like velvet and bark, of those blended there for a while. Solemn-faced men remembering when, children responding with innocent smile. Given the chance, with no backwards glance, warriors would take up their arms once more. But they understand the truth of sacrificed youth and who next will go off to war. Thanks to you men and women who have served your country. We truly do appreciate what you've done. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.